This day in baseball history, Marty Lurie here with Hall of Famer, one of my favorites, number five, Brooks Robinson. Major league debut.
Well, I had a good day, Marty. I just came back from the minor leagues, and all of a sudden I found like I was playing third base that day. I went 2-for-4 against the Senators, knocked in a run, and I thought this was, hey, this is my cup of tea. I don't know why I played in the minor leagues this year. I was only 18 years old, so I went back to the hotel that night and called my mom and dad and said, hey, Mom, Dad, guess what? Just went 2-for-4 in my first game, knocked in a big run, and I went to bat 18 more times that year. I went 0-for-18 and struck out 10 times. So that was a pretty good lesson to learn. I knew I had a long way to go.
Tell me about your first manager.
First manager was Paul Richards. I absolutely think he knew more baseball than anyone I ever played for. I mean, this guy knew every position, knew what made each position tick, and ran the game. Just a great guy and a real baseball student.
Yeah, the Baby Birds, Milt Pappas, Jerry Walker, Chuck Estrada, Steve Barber. What a pitching staff.
Well, we did. We had a lot of young guys who could knock the bat right out of your hand. All of them threw hard. And 1960, made a good run at it. And Yankees came in Labor Day to Baltimore. We beat them 3 in a row. We went one game up, I think. Then we went away for 2 weeks and came back to Yankee Stadium. And they beat us 4 in a row and went on to win 14 in a row and won the pennant. But that was kind of a taste of getting close. So we knew we had a pretty good ball club. And that was really the first year that the Orioles did well. I think I was the third that year behind Maryson Mantle in the MVP voting. And it was a big thrill.
Now, 1964 was a year for you. What a great season you had.
Well, it was. It was my best season. I led the league in RBIs. I think I was second in hitting with .317, and I hit 28 home runs that year. So that was a big year. It was exciting. I was coming off a year where I struck out more than I should have, and so I worked on a few things, and it really paid off in 64.
What a fielder. What was the secret?
Well, I think it's a God-given talent more than anything else. I think you're born with that little instinct to be able to get after the ball a little quicker and sooner than anyone else. And third base, I started out as a second baseman. They moved me to third, and that's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, what a pleasure. Always nice to see you.
Nice to see you.